You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Democratic congressional candidate Dana Balter can now turn her sights to November and the general election. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on the campaign's focus and challenges now that Tuesday's primary is behind her.
The day after Dana Balter's surprisingly convincing primary win, she is pretty much campaigning as usual.
You know, my focus from the beginning of this race has been on flipping this seat, making sure that the people of this district have a representative who's going to show up, who's going to listen, and who's going to stand up for them.
The primary victory over Juanita Perez Williams does give her a burst of energy and perhaps made her more motivated. She ran out of frustration that John Katko would not meet with residents and confront their issues. She says she's heard the same frustration out on the campaign trail and believes that's what will motivate people to vote in November. Yet she knows the district is at least divided, if not polarized, over Katko's performance, the Trump agenda, and Washington in general.
The key is that we have to, as a district and as a country, stop focusing on the things that divide us. We really all want the same things. Everybody that I talk to wants a job that pays them well enough that they can support their families. Everybody wants to be able to see a doctor when they need to. Everybody wants good schools for their kids and safe communities to live in.
She believes campaigning on such common interests can bridge the political divide. She claims not to be worried about a different divide, fundraising, after the National Party backed her primary opponent.
We know that this district is very important to the entire country, and I expect that we're going to get lots of support, not only from Washington, but from across the country. And I will welcome that support because we need all the resources we can muster to take on John Katko in November.
Balter's not focused on what Washington thinks, though. Her focus will be on the people she's found to be fed up, angry, and ready for change, the ones who gave her the primary victory. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.